Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to Metairie and Joseph. You're on WWL.
Yeah. This thing with the underage men at Maxwell, right? That's in the last name, Maxwell?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Knows about, that's connected with the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing. What I'm mostly curious about is these seven or eight men, that they're high end, right? Very, very wealthy.
Jeffrey Epstein wasn't. Yeah, I mean, I think there was an expense involved here, but Jeffrey Epstein wasn't hanging out with custodial workers.
right. If he hung around with me, he would be hanging out with a custodial worker. But the thing is, are they European or Asian, American, South American? That's what I'm most curious about.
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea, but
because I mean, we're looking at really multinational, super wealthy people now. And what I don't understand, you think men with this money, and obviously with the taste that run in this direction with sex, you would think that they would have their bases covered in terms of being able to not put themselves in this kind of a situation. And this is what amazes me.
Yeah,
that they leave themselves so wide open for blackmail or for whatever, being prosecuted. Look at Prince Andrew.
Yeah,
I never thought I would stick up for the royal family being Irish, right? but it's true, But I actually feel sorry for the guy because I've looked at pictures of the girl. Of course, people change with their psychology changes over time. It's pretty obvious that the girl enjoys hanging around with a member of the royal family back in the day when she hung around Prince Andrew. I would just like to see the whole thing go away. Because
I want to hear the names. I want to know these because Prince Andrew's claiming the girl was 17. And therefore, she's legal. So, in a worst case scenario, she was legal, but he's still a crusty old pervert who was having sex with a 17-year-old at his stinky old age. So,
where was that girl's parents?
Well,
when this was
we don't know. I mean, there's that whole side of this as well, but it doesn't mean any man should ever take advantage of that opportunity. Joseph, I appreciate the call. And listen, by the way, when I said he's not hanging around with custodial workers, I was just making a point. I wasn't putting down custodial workers because I respect what all of you do, and you do a really good job. Well, most of you do a good job. I guess there's some of you that don't, but you do a good job, and the people that take care of our radio station have always done a great job. So I'm not talking about you. I was just talking about the elements in society where these men probably came from. Let's go to the North Shore. And Tom, you're on WWL. Hey, Tom.
There would be none of this stuff in the French Quarter if the gentleman by the name of Carlos Marcello was still around.
It wouldn't be happening in the French Quarter?
His family would not allow these gutter punks to be interfering with their business on Bourbon Street, my friend.
Well, the gutter punks are not really who we've been talking about when it comes to carjackings.
I know, but it's the same thing. It one leads to the other.
No, it's not. It's not that they're not the same group. It's a totally different group.
What, you telling me they don't have carjackings on Bourbon Street?
They don't have carjackings on Bourbon Street. And the gutter punks, that's a whole different element of society than the carjackings.
Yeah, they shoot on Bourbon Street.
They what?
They shoot you on Bourbon Street.
Sometimes they do, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes they do.
Carlos would not, that would interfere with his business back in the 50-something
period. You know, and so I think the point you're making is that the mafia, as bad as the mafia was, they did manifest some good in terms of civility in society by keeping things in order?
Well, they had the doorman at the clubs on Bourbon Street. And when people were congregating in front of the club right there, they'd open the door. And when take a peek, shut the door, people started congregating and interfering with the other patrons to get in and out of the club. Those doormen took care of the situation to clean the space in front of that business establishment.
Okay. You know, there are what we refer to as gutter punks downtown, and I see them. And they're not all on Bourbon Street. They're on Decatur. They're in other places as well, mainly Bourbon and Decatur. They are there. I don't see them literally blocking doorways, but, you know, they're, you know, in between the businesses. Tom, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Kenner and Reznor. You're on WWL. Hey, Reznor.
Yeah, Scoop, can you hear me?
I got you. Hello.
Yeah. My name is Reznor, and I'm.
Wait, you were kind of breaking up. Okay, so your name's Reznor. You're calling from Kenner. You're kind of breaking up there.
I think all the problems in the African American community are coming from the womb of the African American woman, and it's a shame that when you go down to criminal district court on 2-man and Broad, the magistrate judge, he keeps setting bail for domestic terrorists and releasing them back in the community. And, we need to reach out to Senator John Kennedy to see if he can federalize that magistrate court section at criminal district court, because NOPD, they are picking these criminals up, and those judges on 2-man and Broad are releasing them.
Well, that is definitely the problem, Reznor, is NOPD seems to be doing its job as best it can with the shortage. But the main culprit seems to be the justice system, where the judges let these thug bastards out, and it's a problem.
Yeah.
And with the statement that you made, was a hell of a bold statement.
Yeah, because in St. Bernard Parish and St. Charles Parish, St. John, they don't give criminals bonds for violent crime. You know, you're going to be in jail until your trial date. And as a result, they have safer parishes,
Yep, that's right. That's right.
Reznor,
that's exactly right. That seems to be the case. And so when word gets out that, you might go to, jail for a couple of hours, it's like, that's no big deal to them. It would be embarrassing. It would be shameful for me or you. But for those people on the street who are doing these crimes, they don't care about shame. They don't know shame.
Right. They know the system. They know that on 2-man and Broad, they're going to be released within a week or so on bail.
Reznor, I appreciate the call. If you want to join us this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. All right, so what about Sean Payton? Do you think it's a possibility? There are rumors that Sean Payton could be gone from New Orleans next season. I mean, that would be a big blow, right? So, I don't know. What do you think? You believe the rumors? And boy, this city would have one collective broken heart if Sean Payton did leave. When we come back, I'll tell you why I think he might leave. I hope he doesn't. But why I think he might. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Rumor has it that Sean Payton will not be with the Saints next season. What do you believe? Here's why I think it's possible. New Orleans is a small market. And wasn't Sean Payton the quarterback for the Chicago Bears? Wasn't Sean Payton quarterback of the Bears when the Bears played the Saints in the Dome during the replacement season when the players were on strike? Seems like I remember that. And anyway, Sean Payton, a great coach. Wasn't a great quarterback, but a great coach and a great quarterback coach. Just goes to show you that sometimes people are better at teaching than they are at actually doing. But there's this rumor that Sean Payton may be leaving. And so one sports expert is convinced that it's the Chicago Bears. I don't know. You know, I mean, if you think about playing home games in the Caesars Superdome compared to playing home games outdoors at Soldier Field, that might make part of the decision easier. But again, you have to look at it. It's sad, but this is a small market. You know, we're a big city. We're a big market in a lot of ways, but we're not a major market. Coaches and players who go to major markets make more money, not only from the team, but also just from just the attention that they get at all of the things that happen to you in a major market like Chicago or some other place. Now, are things to the point with the Saints where we're in flux right now? I mean, Sean Payton did a great job with the Saints this year. And a lot of the things that were wrong with the Saints this year because of COVID and because of injuries may not be wrong with the Saints next year. So Sean Payton may have a really good team next year. And then there's the challenge of who's going to be the quarterback. It might be Jameis Winston. It might not be. So there are still challenges for Sean Payton here that could keep him interested. I hope he doesn't go, but I think that because of major market lure, there is a possibility, and there's some teams. Look, there are a lot of teams out there that are looking for head coaches and a lot of cities that are bigger than New Orleans. And sometimes business is the guiding force in making a decision. So again, we'll see what happens.
Here's a text that says, the caller is right about Carlos Marcello. He loved the city much more than our mayor is capable of loving this city.
Well, look, I mean, I don't want to make that comparison. And Carlos Marcello was, you know, in the mafia. Well, I think technically he sold tomatoes or something like that. But Carlos Marcello was a mafia guy. I mean, I never met him. I heard the name a lot when I was growing up, but he was really more of a myth to me than reality. But I don't want to compare him to Mayor Cantrell. Because, yeah. You know, when you're in the mafia, you know, you do some bad stuff.
Yeah, somebody called in. They didn't have time to hang on, but they wanted to get the message through that we should avoid holding up Marcello as though he was some sort of saintly figure that other people should aspire to being that
right.
way.
Right, but in making the comparison, it goes back to the Godfather, the movie The Godfather, 1 and 2, 3, who cares? But The Godfather, like, this was about the mafia, and these were like bad people. They killed people. They were greedy, but they did have a sense of morals within their own community. And they did have a sense of, I mean, they were good mafia people and bad mafia people. So I understand the concept that maybe if the mafia was in control of the French Quarter, yeah, other people would be dying, but it might be safer for tourists. But that doesn't mean I'm promoting the mafia.
Here's a text that says, hey, Scoot, there is a television show on the Vice Channel titled Inside the Carjacking Epidemic. And it goes into depth on how carjacking is $1 million a day enterprise for criminals. They speak with the carjackers directly. It is extremely informative.
That's crazy. I mean, it would be insane because a million dollar in industry, though, nationwide, I guess that's a lot, but it's not that much. And then here in New Orleans, the cars end up around the corner. I mean, the cars are not chopped up. They're not sold. So, you know, I'm wondering, what do these people do? Are they imitating the real carjackers? Are they just imitating their behavior and doing it because they can and it's fun and they got these guns and they don't know what to do with the guns? So let's go carjack a car. I don't know.
I wasn't going to go back to this, but at the top of the pile here is a text. And this is just a text from somebody. Says Marcello is likely responsible for RFK's assassination. What could the connection be there?
Well, there were connections there because there were connections with New Orleans, which is why District Attorney Jim Garrison got so involved in it. There were connections here with a man named Clay Shaw. David Ferry was involved with Oswald. These were connections that Oswald had New Orleans connections. And so it was believed by some that the mafia was involved in all of this and that Carlos Marcello may have been involved. But I mean,
you think the texter means JFK, not RFK.
Oh, yes, of course, JFK.
Right.
Yeah.
RFK was killed in California. That can't be the same. All right. Here's one more text that says, hey, Ian and Scoot, Sean Payton works for one of the best run franchises in the league. He has so much latitude in decision making and he's not micromanaged. Can you imagine what it would be like to work for Jerry Jones? Sean had a great gig. I hope he's here for a long time. Love the show.
Thank you. And I hope so, too. I mean, I hope he doesn't go. But, you know, when you're Sean Payton, I mean, Sean Payton could demand. He's not going to go work for Jerry Jones, I don't think. And if he did, he would demand a situation where Jerry Jones would keep his ass out of the locker room and away from the team. I don't think Jerry Jones wants to give that up, which is why the Cowboys are not Super Bowl champions right now. Let's go to Paul in Metairie. Paul, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on, Paul.
Yeah, just a short note. Back in 1965, I was a New Orleans policeman. They had a murder of a doctor, and the superintendent of police put us on 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. And it was, if you didn't like it, you could find another job. That was basically it. We had about the same size force as we have now. It's a shame what's happening, but drastic times call for drastic measures.
Well, and we need to do something drastic at this point. Paul, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Chalmette and Terry. You're on WWL.
Hi, man. I just wanted to comment earlier on what we were talking about the carjackings and the increase in what has been most notably referred to as teenage crime. occurring in kids that hadn't even made 18 years old yet. You know, I agree with what a caller said earlier. You know, it starts with the criminal justice system, but it starts even at the point of being a juvenile. You know, there has to be consequences. And one of the biggest problems that is going to lead to this surge continuing is at the court level. You know, we talk about the judge, but I think most of the time people don't really, the judge does have the final say-so, but the judge usually yields to the district attorney as far as what's going to be charged and what's not. And with this district attorney we have in Jason Williams going on a more progressive approach, it's emboldening these kids because, you know, a slap on the wrist or a five-minute timeout in the juvenile justice center is just not enough when lives are literally at stake. The well-being and the safety of our residents are at stake, and we're playing this progressive game with a progressive problem.
Terry, you know, I totally agree. And it is the progressive left. Before we use the word progressive, it was the far left. It was the treatment of criminals. And criminals, you know, deserve to be treated constitutionally, but they were pampered. They were coddled too much. And so suddenly it was the prisoner that got the preferential treatment and not the not the victim. And it hasn't, you're right, it has absolutely emboldened young people to commit crimes. And this juvenile stuff, they don't care. I mean, it's sad, but their home life ain't that great anyway. So going to a juvie center, maybe that's not that bad for them.
Yeah, they have better parents in there than they do at home. You know, and the other biggest problem that you mentioned, even in saying that, is that you also have a system. When the guy said earlier, I live out in St. Bernard. I grew up on Ursuline, which is right off of Broad, between Broad and Claiborne, closer to Broad. And out here in St. Bernard Parish, any kind of violent crime, I know because I've been living here for 9 years, any kind of violent crime, you're not getting a bond that you can afford. Those people do their due diligence. They do research. They try to find out how much money you may have access to. It's a whole system that they go to in setting bonds where they make sure that these criminals can't afford bonds. And the more you let these kids out on the street on these cheaper bonds, you just give them more money because they go and commit more crimes. They get more money in their pocket. And then when the day comes when they're adults, they've been in this so long, a $20,000-$30,000 bond is nothing for them to cover.
All right. Listen, Terry, I so appreciate the call, man. Thank you for your comments, and I appreciate you listening to our show in the afternoon. Let's go to Mark in Metairie. Hey, Mark, you're on WWL.
Hey, can you hear me, Scoop?
I can.
Just drove down I-10 past Crowder. Another shooting on I-10 right now.
Wow. At Crowder?
If you hit it I-10 toward the east, it's letting the traffic off on Morrison exit, I believe. From there on, the yellow tape stretch all the way from there all the way to Crowder.
Wow. Those another
green cones, little cones that right now.
Another
those
shooting.
Green little things they put on the ground.
Yeah.
Yes. They're all over the interstate. Cops are walking around looking on the ground, and a few cars are all banged up against the guardrail, so I guess that's what happened. But it's a shooting, it's definitely. You can see the windows shot out of the black car.
A shootout on
big
the
holes
on the
inside the car.
All right.
Right now.
Mark, listen, I appreciate that update. I mean, you know, because our listeners, and quite often, those of you listening to the show, you're our eyewitnesses and you're our reporters out there. So, Mark, thanks a lot for that. Sad news, though, another shooting on the I-10. So what the hell else is new? So how long is the mayor going to hold back on talking about her people? She refers to the people of New Orleans as her people. How long is she going to avoid talking about them? Because her silence is threatening them. On a very happy note, it was on this day, January the 18th, 1971, McCann Erickson, a very big advertising agency in New York, they got together with some songwriters and they were putting together a Coca-Cola commercial. On the radio, it was called I'd Like to Buy the World a Coke. The TV commercial featured a band called The New Seekers, and the song was I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing. And the peace movement was still alive in 1971, and it was this diverse group of people singing and coming over this hillside and joining together. And it was like, I'd like to teach the world to sing. It was about coming together peacefully and all singing in harmony. The song became a big hit. It went to number 7 on the Billboard charts. And I remember hearing this on the radio. In fact, I might have actually been close to being on the radio. I might have been part-time on the radio at the time. So anyway, this happened on this day in 1971. We'll be back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, the rumor going round and round and round about Sean Payton possibly leaving New Orleans. Hey, Christian Garrick, Mike Dottillier, Bobby Hebert, we'll be talking about that next coming up on Sports Talk. They'll have some interesting insights, so tune in for all of that. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. Also, don't forget to tune into my YouTube channel, Scoot on the Air YouTube. And if you become a subscriber, we'll give you a notice every time we post something. So just go to YouTube, type in Scoot on the Air, and then join me on Scoot on the Air, Facebook and Instagram as well. Let's go to Johnny, who's in Gentilly. Hey, Johnny, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, Johnny.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna call in because I like listening to you and New Norman, but I got so frustrated because about the juvenile crime, carjacking, people just sick and tired of this carjacking. And the common denominator I see is the laws governing the catch and release of these hoodie-wearing punks, thug-wearing punks. So people got to get it through their thick skulls. We can't keep worrying about the mayor. We can't keep worrying about the district attorney and those city council members. Now, Helena Moreno, she organized this thing. But you know what I didn't hear? I didn't hear one thing about her inviting one of those state legislators who has the power to change the laws governing the release of these hoodie-wearing punks. If we're sick and tired of them being released, you need to change the law that says if you commit a heinous, brutal crime, your bail going to be $25 million. You're not going to get out. Make it plain and simple. And a district attorney for heinous, brutal crimes, compel him by law, he has to prosecute. Take away his discretionary power. The judges take away their discretionary power when it comes to heinous, brutal crimes. Now, I know all the people out there who love criminals and don't have no sympathy for the victims going to say, oh, what about this, what about that? Those laws that says no cruel and unusual punishment, that's for jaywalkers, minor trespassing, guys running a red light. That's what that's for. It's not for brutal, heinous raping and carjacking and murders and all that. And until we get the legislators involved to change these laws, it's not going to change. So Helena Moreno is wasting her time. And the mayor
has proven to you
over and over she's not going to do nothing because she can't. She can't change laws.
Well, I understand that she can't change the law, but I think as a leader of a city, the mayor needs to address it. Johnny, look, I love your passion. I'm writing down legislators. You and I have talked about this before. I'm going to keep track of this, and I think we need to find out more. When the legislative session comes up, we're going to use this show to find out what we might be able to do to get some things changed. And District Attorney Jason Williams, who ran on a very progressive mentality his campaign, he's going to be before the city council on Monday. And look, the city is so frustrated with what's going on that he's going to be held accountable. His political future is at stake here, and rightfully so.
Well, none of the legislators are doing anything.
Right,
and you've
Johnny,
got to change the law.
Well, we definitely have to pursue that. What did you call them? Hoodie what punks? What kind of punks? Hoodie?
Those hoodie wearing punks that are terrorizing this city because we are sick and tired of it every single
hoodie
day.
Hoodie wearing
somebody
punks.
Getting carjacked.
All right, Johnny. I appreciate the call. I wish we could go. Well, you know what? We're going to go on with this. I mean, we can't today, but we're going to go on with this as time goes on because, you know, this is a problem. There's a crime wave in New Orleans, and we can't ignore it. And it's threatening innocent people. It's not like the bad people are shooting the bad people. And then we've got another shooting on the I-10 this afternoon. You'll hear about that in our news coming up. Eastbound on I-10 at Crowder. Somebody called in with an eyewitness report. So, car shot up. A couple of cars banged into each other. A shootout again on the I-10. Who's going to address that? When's that going to change? When is there going to be this concept that you can't get away with it? On a lighter note, BetQL is helping you bet smarter during the postseason for the NFL now. BetQL's Giving Props is a free-to-play contest, and it runs through the postseason. Here's how it works. BetQL is going to post 10 prop bets, and the person that has the most correct picks each week wins $2,000. And then not only that, but then you're automatically signed up to win the grand prize of $10,000. So go to betql.com/props and find out how you can be part of this whole contest. Okay, it was on this day in 1964, January 18th, 1964, the Beatles made their first appearance on the Billboard Hot 100 chart with I Want to Hold Your Hand. It entered the charts at 45, and within 10 days of its release, it made the fastest break to the top in the history of Capitol Records. Now, this was about 3 weeks before the Beatles were to appear on the Ed Sullivan Show, which we will be talking about when those anniversaries come up in early February. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. I do agree with something the mayor said yesterday at the honoring of Dr. Martin Luther King Day. She said we all need to come together, and I agree with her. I also respect Oliver Thomas, newly elected back to the city council. He's got tough words. In fact, this is a city council that might not be kissing the mayor's ass, and maybe it's time that there was a separation of power there and the city council held the mayor very accountable for everything. But the frustration is real, and the frustration in the black community in New Orleans is very, very real. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, our market manager, Kevin Cassidy, and our assistant program director and brand manager and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke. And as always, I thank you for being part of this show. And we will be back tomorrow. No doubt we'll have a lot more to talk about. And hopefully we don't have to talk about crime. But if we do, we will. But anyway, we'll have fun. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!